We ready?
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. Baby got stacks.
Hi. Do you hear my dog?
He's just barking
on the outside of the door.
Oh, I heard some shuffling. I thought that was just him moving. Oh.
Oh, he's in the room with me.
Oh, well. Sneaky little baby. Sneaky little baby. Okay. I do remember. Okay. I got it pulled up. I couldn't remember. We're getting caught up.
Again. Life's a bitch.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm tired.
Also, did you know we're having a heat wave? Did you know it's supposed to be triple digits this weekend? Are you aware of this?
Oh, no.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm inside most of my days.
That's true. No, that's true. Yeah, right now, where you will be is going to be 102 on Saturday, and it's supposed to be 100 here. Down there, it's 102, 101, and then 101. So, just gonna put that out
awful.
There. Yeah.
Why now?
Oregon has been weird lately, where it's been, like, really overcast and kind of cold some mornings. And then in the afternoon, it's hot as balls outside.
I woke up with a nosebleed.
Oh, I haven't done that in a while, but my nose was a little runny this morning. Could be the heat, maybe.
Well, on Saturday, I should be inside.
That's good.
My work day, anyway.
Yeah, I'm really nervous. We only have one AC unit in this house, and it gets really warm, so I don't know what's going to happen, but...
Do you have an ice maker?
No.
Get extra ice trays.
We technically do, but it was broken because it would overfreeze and then it would get stuck and it would just click.
Oh, jam it. Get
so then Dean took it apart.
In a bowl. Extra ice cube trays in a bowl.
Yeah, I could do that. I don't think we have an ice cube tray, but we do have his metal... like what you put in like alcoholic beverages to not water down.
Oh.
We got those.
Reusable.
Yeah. I don't know. Completely forgot that we have not said the book that we are talking about in this episode.
What are we here for?
14 Ways to Die by Vincent Ralph, which is a YA thriller.
It's a YA mystery thriller. I don't know. This was very popular on BookTok, BookTube a couple years back.
Yeah, this has been on our TBR for a hot minute.
It's been a minute. And I was very excited to read it. Honestly, I had no idea what it was about.
I had no idea until I read the back of the book. I
was shocked by what it was actually about.
It says mystery, thriller, young adult, so.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you give it?
I gave it a 3.
I gave it a 4. I especially liked the short chapters.
Short chapters are always great.
They kept, like, with the short chapters, it kept me, like, my brain going. Like, I didn't
get
bored.
Just keep going, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get bored. I felt like every chapter had... I don't want to say a cliffhanger, but it had like something going on. So there was a lot of things happening.
Kept flipping the page.
Yeah.
You just kept going. I will say it had the typical problems I usually have with YA where I'm annoyed with the character. Where I'm like, ugh, you're going to make that decision. And like she made stupid decisions where it's like, why would you do that? But she's young.
Oh, yeah. She definitely, like, put herself in more danger than she needed
ever necessary. To. Yeah. And I feel like it was... Was she in high school? She a sophomore? I don't remember.
She is 17.
Oh, maybe she's a junior then.
She's either a junior
anyway, or... I do remember while reading it, she was making decisions she should have known.
Like
even
not
for
into,
her age,
not going into
like
a dark
yes, she
alley.
Was young, but the common sense should have still told her no.
Don't go in a dark alley. Don't confront a possible killer alone.
Haunting a serial killer, you know.
That number one.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That was a big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there were some cheesy moments. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I guessed it.
I was curious. So anytime there's like a mystery thriller, I always want to know at like what point Mel figured out who it was. I honestly, they fooled me with the teacher. I'm going to be honest with you. I was like, oh no. And I was very caught off guard that it was who it was.
I was maybe like.
You thought you figured it out who it was?
Before. It was maybe like halfway through.
Damn. Guys, I don't know how she
does it. As soon as he was introduced, I don't know at what point of the book he was introduced. When the character was introduced.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know when that is.
When they were at the
scene happens.
When they were at the retreat and they were walking, maybe?
The hospital.
Oh, the hospital? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever that was.
No, that makes sense. Okay.
You. But yeah, let's read the back of the book before.
All right. There's like a red text at the top of it. You have to murder at least 3 people to be called a serial killer. The Magpie Man is looking for his 14th victim. When Jess was 7, her mother was murdered by the Magpie Man. She was the first of his victims, but not the last. 10 years later, the killer is still at large, and Jess applies to appear on an internet reality show in which she'll be filmed once a week for a whole day. All her social media, every text, and all personal interactions will be seen by viewers. She knows this is her chance to remind the public of what she has lost and to finally find the vital clue that will lead her to her mother's killer. When the show starts airing, Jess becomes public property, and her life is an open book just waiting to be read. Then the anonymous text messages start, and Jess begins to realize that the Magpie Man is watching her every move. Told in short, intense chapters, Jess's story is about risking everything to uncover a killer before he can strike again, even if she might be his next victim. So. Yeah, so it's basically her mom was killed in the alley right next to their house.
Her house.
Yeah. Like less than a minute from the house. And the Magpie Man didn't have a name until the dad started calling him that. And it kind of just exploded from there.
Yeah, he said that he wanted to take away the shininess, like
shiny, yeah,
the pretty shiny thing in the world.
Yeah. So then he started, when he would kill, he would carve out the number of the victim. Like if that was his 4th victim, he would carve the number 4 in the victim's chest. And so that's how he was able to be like
identified his calling
card. Yeah. And so there's this new like reality thing where these, I think it's 4 people, one gets on the internet a day and they get filmed for 24 hours and there's cameras like in their house, and then they can also like wear cameras on them so they get like from their perspective of what's going on. And so she, I don't want to say volunteered, but she like auditioned to be one of those people because she wanted to get her mom's name and get the victims' names out there more and get more light on the Magpie Man. So that way, like, he could feel like more threatened, basically, which is such.
Yeah,
like,
get more eyes on the case. And
just
she said, like, there has to be someone out there with some information.
Like, I get it, but like, come on. So it's basically her. There's another guy. I don't remember their names, but there's another guy.
It's like that, every day it's a different.
Yeah, the one kid. His brother shot some people in a mall, I think, or a school, and then killed himself. Another one, this teenager says that she's never had sex and she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then
that one.
The other one, she doesn't say like why she's there. So like they all kind of have like a story or something that makes them unique.
Yeah.
But she's kind of like
lore to watch.
Yeah. And they have to get so many views, and then after a month, only one can move on, I believe, to do another 3 months of shows. And so they're all trying to like get the most views.
Yeah, they're going to compete to see who goes the furthest. Yeah.
And then, so it's basically her like trying to juggle. Obviously, the killer is still at large and starting to like threaten her. And then she's also like dealing with being filmed constantly. And then there's this like kid that lives down the street that like watches her. And is like,
and when she makes her dumb decisions, he's kind of there to like
save her,
kind of help save her.
He's like the hero, like the good guy.
Yeah.
Love interest. I don't know.
Yeah.
That one's kind of a tricky.
He read as younger than her. Like, I thought he was like a kid to her teenager, but I guess he's the same age as her.
Yeah. I think he's the same age.
Like, I thought he was like 13, 14. But so I guess he's actually like in her grade.
It's hard reading YA books and like getting in that mindset of like how young these people actually are.
Especially since I feel like you can break down YA even further to like preteen to like teen.
Yeah.
Because even then, like pre-pubescent. Or like those.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, especially at our age, where, because it all blends.
It really does. Well, and like, obviously, this book doesn't have like any like sexual things. I don't even think they kiss. It's
very
innocent book.
Very innocent, mild, like nothing. I can't even think where. She might say, like, oh, he's kind of cute. And that might be, like, it.
That was it. Yeah. And then she goes on to this, like, retreat, which is also, like, really weird. I got weird vibes from this retreat when they're, like, jumping around like a kangaroo.
Bizarre.
It's very strange. Only it was
very culty feeling.
110%. 110%. Yeah. I definitely got that vibe. It was only like one class that went. It was this like English teacher's class, and he was like one of the cool teachers. And then they're like all in a circle at one point, and then it gets like super heavy, and they're all telling, I don't want to say secrets, but that like all of a sudden the teacher talks about how he lost his son. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just kind of strange. And then one of the girls in that group, the main character, used to be friends with before her mom died, and then it was kind of sad because like after her mom died, like all of her friends kind of left because like, the parents didn't want to hang out with, which is, I'm like, it's not her fault, like what? Okay.
Yeah, it was very stereotypical, like almost like small town feeling of like,
yeah,
everyone knows everyone, so maybe like their parents told their kids like you can't hang out with her. Like, her family's no good.
Which makes no sense.
But it didn't feel like, nothing else about the book felt like small town.
No, not at all. So they go on this retreat. The one girl, I can't, it's been so long, I can't remember her name. But anyways, they have this like last night rager where someone brought alcohol. And then the one girl just wants to forget everything and drinks to the point where she's like practically dead. And they have to bring her back. Like, they had to do CPR on her. And then from there, things just kind of escalate. Like, she's egging the killer on more. And little things are happening. Like, she was making a video at one point. She had dyed her hair. And to make it look like her mom. But she didn't use the same perfume her mom had on the night that she died.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one comment. Because people can comment. Like, while she's live, and someone has, like, an anonymous user said, like, that was the same perfume, and so she knew that that was the killer, and it kind of just escalates from there. Like, she starts noticing that, like, pieces of the newspaper articles when her mom died are getting put into her backpack, so she knows it's someone close by, and then we find out that the person that was putting the paper in the backpack was the teacher, but he was just wanting her to remember her mom, which was like,
yeah, because what? He used to be friends with her, And he was like, I see now it was like inappropriate and I shouldn't have done it. And be like, no. No, you shouldn't that have.
Makes no sense you to weirdo- me.
It does not make any sense.
So I thought it was the teacher. Fun fact, it was not the teacher.
I only knew it wasn't because it was such heavy implications of like, look, it's the teacher. You know what I mean?
And me like, being
it's never who you're pointing
me at being other. Oblivious, I'm like, oh my god, it's the teacher.
I also hate how as soon as she found out I was a teacher, how quickly she was just like, it's the teacher, and then started like telling the news and was like
she went
announcing she it went to off. Her camera. It was like, Jesus Christ. And the she police went officer off. Was like, please calm down, we're gonna look into this. And she's like, it has to be him, it can't be anyone else. And then she finds out it's not, and she's like, oh. It's like, yeah, you just ruined a man's reputation. Congrats.
Yeah.
But also, it's fucking weird that he was doing that.
It was very strange. And so, come to find out, it was the friend... we're gonna take a break, and I guess Millie has things to say.
Millie has a special announcement.
Okay. You got things to say?
Sniff's name.
Sniffing?
No purrs. That's pretty rude, actually.
Oh, that's...
Oh, she's back. Okay, but...
Oh, right. Well, I'm sure she... I wasn't touching her,
to you
so...
by Millie?
Okay. I know, she wanted to cuddle. I felt a little paw smack in me. I was like, oh, okay. Then we find out that the killer actually was the old next door neighbor. And her old friend's stepdad. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Because so they
live next door.
And her mom used to be friends with that mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he was abusive. Still is. To everyone. Yeah. And she was trying to get, like, evidence of it for her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she got it. And I guess she was going to, like, expose him.
Well, he killed
He said he didn't mean it.
He killed someone.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And he was burning the bloody clothes in the backyard. And she was, like, looking over the
trying
fence.
Trying to peek, yeah. That's right. She didn't actually get any concrete evidence, but he thought she did.
Yeah.
So he killed her.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Which, honestly, that would be my look. Me being nosy.
And just happening to catch a glimpse of
evidence for murder. Yeah, that would be my look. Murder. So, yeah, that was his first victim. And, yeah, he was kind of cuckoo in the head. He'd, like, bash the child's door and, like, he was, like, the typical evil stepdad.
She'd gone over to their house and neither the daughters are okay. Like, she's so cute. She's just sitting on your lap.
Yeah, she's having a grand old time. It's too warm for cuddles, though. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
She does not care.
No, she could care less. But, yeah, I liked the way this was written in the sense of how unique it was, bringing like the internet kind of to like bring out a killer. Like, we don't really read that very much. So I thought that was an interesting twist. But
I think I'm just not a celebrity reality show type of person in my books. Because I've read in other books with aspects of them being on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Or like being a blogger type person, and I'm just not that interested in it.
Yeah.
So I think that's why. I think it's just weird whenever I read something like that. I don't know why the disconnect, because it's something with like we watched in our lifetime, like a rise, like
the
rise of a
vlogger. I was gonna say you, vlogger. You and I. I don't. We've never watched like a vlogger, but we love reality TV. Like.
We love reality TV. We know it's trash, but please serve it to us.
But it's like, so good. I think what gave this a 4 instead of a 3 was just the way the book had such short chapters that kept me interested. This book, it made me want to keep reading. It didn't make me want to put it down.
That's fair.
because I would put it down, but then I'd be like, oh, but I could just read like a couple of more chapters and find out more information.
That's true.
So that's, I think that's what gave me it for.
Because at no point did I want to stop.
Exactly.
It was simple enough. Even if I, if at one point I did, I was like, eh, if I did, it would, it's so fast and quick that
yeah,
it'd be like, it's not going to take me much longer to finish it. Why would I?
Some chapters were like a page.
Truly. Some were not even a whole page. It was just like a block paragraph.
It was great.
Yeah. I think what mine was lowering it to a 3 was I my just frustration with some of the characters. And that's something, that's a me problem. Me and YA books.
They're hard now that we are at the age that we are. Yeah. It's harder for us.
I read this when we initially bought this, like a couple years ago, even. I probably would have liked it a little bit more.
This is very much off topic, but so I used to have, when I lived with Melanie, I had my books stacked on the floor, and then Millie decided that she wanted to start chewing on my books, which was very out of character for her. I think, I don't know what she got up, what she was doing.
Is this one of them? Oh, look at the little nibbles. I'm like, she just looked up like, what, why are you showing it? Why are you showing it? Look at
you can, like, see.
Oh, little knot marks.
Oh, the little, so like,
she pierced through pages, like through the cover into like the first few pages. Rather impressive.
Her mark goes to page 7.
Wow. Through the front cover down through page 7. Oh, she's excusing. Oh no, she's grooming.
Nah, she's grooming.
Just casual. She does oh, goodbye.
Toodaloo. Yeah, she
oh yeah, just... she got a little chompers in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah.
So
maybe.
But I'm glad that it's off of our TBR.
It was on there too long.
I don't know if I would keep this book, even though I rated it a 4. I just don't know if I would ever read it again, already knowing
that someone else would appreciate it more than I would.
I think a younger person would, yeah.
A younger person. Yeah. So, there's a better audience for it.
I keep getting reminded that I am almost in my 30s, and that just...
That's atrocious. I was reminded that our 10-year high school reunion is going to be next year.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Well, we... What was... Oh, my mom. So my mom works for the college, and she... telling me that it's start right now, and so all the
people
coming in for freshmen, and she goes, oh, all their scared faces, and then she was like, I had to go and get my new photo ID, and I had to walk in and see them lined up, and I was like, ah, yes, back when I couldn't get flash photography to go on my side, and so I had to hold up the line as I was trying to get a photo with my eyes not closed.
You still can't get flash photography to go on your
I cannot.
Side.
I've not bought meet and greet tickets before, just on the off chance that they take the photo with flash photography
and ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, it would be money.
Make a special request and be like, can you just please? I'd rather have a darker photo with my eyes open than a flash with my eyes closed.
It's so bad, guys. But yeah, I think a younger audience would appreciate this book more. I just don't know if Abe would take my book that has been chewed on by a cat.
Probably would.
Abe, I promise you, everything else is in great condition.
It's like little kitty marks.
It's just little kitty marks. Unless I keep the book and just keep it for...
Just frame it.
For just remembering... her little gnaw marks on it.
Pretty cute. I think that book took the brunt of it. I think that what is it not?
So I had bought this like random book, but it was a first edition and it was regularly $50, but I got it for like $1 or $2 when they were merging two stores to one.
Oh,
there's like a paper cover that like went on the outer edge of it. It was like a smaller like half paper cover.
Oh yeah.
And she chewed the crap out of it. I had to throw it away.
Oh.
So.
Heads.
Yeah. Anyway. Like it's too warm, Mom. You know. I'm sorry.
Buddy.
Well.
Oh, rowdy.
Unless you like YA.
My rowdy one stars.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's get into this.
Curious.
I just have to pull it up.
People did like this book. I mean, that's why we got it.
It was pretty popular.
I had no idea it had the reality show aspect to it.
I didn't either. It doesn't take us much to buy a book, honestly.
It does. You can just tell me the book title.
I'd be like, sold.
Done.
This is out of 3.73 stars, 19,431 ratings, mainly 4 stars. I can only imagine what these 1 stars are going to be like.
So ready.
I would like to formally request that Vincent Ralph never write another young adult mystery again. Thank you. Note to self, short, intense chapters is a red flag.
Oh.
Good Lord, this was stupid and idiotic.
Good God.
Right idea, zero execution.
Oh.
The plot was weak and the characters were too. Jessica is the most insufferable character I've ever come across. Yeah, they just didn't.
Those are pretty harsh.
I don't.
None of those were like casual and funny. Those were all like critiques.
And they all are, yeah, boring, bland writing, no character development or characterization in general. Everyone felt flat. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Idea was interesting, the execution was horrible. My word. This book literally put me in a reading slump.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone was like, this book had good concept, so much potential. This book doesn't make sense. That's all they said.
It just doesn't make any.
A Good Girl's Guide to Murder Wannabe. See, I liked that one. I did
really like that one.
This book makes me want to die.
Oh.
Awful. DNF. I hate this. It's just dumb. Oh. What the hell is the name Magpie Man? I can't take the killer seriously with a name like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. People didn't like it. Now I'm just out to the 1 stars that don't have anything.
Oof.
Okay. Well.
Oof.
It wasn't terrible.
I don't think it was bad.
No.
If you're into YA and you like mysteries, you would read. It's a quick one.
I think for what it was written for and for the audience it was supposed to gravitate towards, yeah, it made sense.
Yeah.
I feel like us being harsh on it is because of how many books we've read.
We're not meant. We're not
the intended readers. We're obviously not a young adult.
How dare you?
We're young adults at heart.
I'm suing.
But my knees say otherwise.
If you like young adult, if you like mysteries, I mean, like reading this on the beach, you're going to a park. Yeah. This is a quick little read.
It's quick. Yeah.
A little time, probably.
Yeah, if you are like on vacation and you just want something to do, like, yeah. But it's, yeah, it was a little bit difficult with the decisions that the main character made, but I liked it with the short chapters. I am very excited for the next book we are going to be talking about.
I'm ready to gush. Okay, let's get to that episode really quick. Okay. Like and follow wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Baby Gus Dax Podcast. There's also a link in the bio there where you can find us elsewhere, like on Goodreads. Completely forgot the name of that app for a second there, even though I use it nearly every day.
Yep.
You can see what we have on our shelves and what else we have to read. If you have any suggestions or if you see something on there you want us to read sooner, let us know. We're gearing up, getting real close to our 100th episode, so
wild.
We're getting close to doing a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for that.
Yep.
yeah, share with the peoples that you know.
Just the peoples and the animals.
And the animals.
Give them especially a hug. The animals.
Give them a little pat. A little boop, and a little just for that.
I've seen yeah, where my animal was.
Mine is passed out in front of the door now.
Mine is laying behind me.
Dramatically?
No.
Oh, no, just cat-like. Oh, oh, tail flick. All right.
She just needs to be near me. She doesn't want to hang out with her father.
That's fair. I was going to say same, but I don't mind, dude. You can tell him.
He's just playing. He's just playing his video game. He's playing a new video game. He's got his headphones in, so he's very oblivious to the world.
Oh, so does Taylor.
It helps. He knows to just put them in so he doesn't have to listen to me talk about my books.
Yeah, he keeps himself busy. He can entertain.
They entertain themselves, yeah.
Alrighty, we'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.